Okay, is this gonna be right? Okay. Well, hello. Well, this story is another Strongbones story, but it's a story about when Strongbones was a little boy, when he was 5 years old, and his little sister Cute Bones was just a baby, even before she'd started to crawl. But just when she was starting to walk around like Lauren and getting into trouble and getting knocking down Strongbones' bricks and blocks and everything else. Well, Strongbones was 5, and he was playing on video games. He was so happy playing on his video games. He was playing Glub the Troll and Hit the Glabilda, and he was having a good time. And his mother called up the stairs. His mother was Sweetbones, and she was a wonderful mother. But sometimes she was a little tough on Strongbones. She said, "Strongbones, what are you doing?" Strongbones said, "I'm playing a video game. I'm playing Mr. Glub and Hit Glabilda." And his mother said, "Strongbones, it is a beautiful day outside. I don't want you watching video games anymore. Besides, I have a job for you." Strongbones said, But I'm having fun. I like my video games. I don't want to do a job. I want to sit here and play video games." His mother said, "Well, you can't. You have to put that down and come downstairs." So Strongbones did. Because you know why. Always do what your mother tells you. So he came downstairs, and his mother looked at him and said, "Strongbones, I have to run out on some errands, but your Uncle Gnarly is coming over tonight, and he needs some treats. I'd like you to make me some special oatmeal cranberry cookies." Strongbones said, "Oh, gee, Mom, oatmeal cranberry cookies, oh, gee." She said, "Now stop it. They're Uncle Gnarly's favorites, and you can do it. You know how to do it. We've put those cookies in the oven before. You can do it, and you can read the recipe. Here's the recipe right here." She had a piece of paper right on the counter, and she said, "Look, here's how easy it is. You just get 2 cups of flour and 2 cups of water, and then I need 1/4 cup of sugar, and I need some baking soda, and I need, or baking powder, don't do baking soda, baking powder, because baking soda needs buttermilk to rise. We don't have any buttermilk. And then you have to put in some oil, just 2 tablespoons of oil, that's all you need, and don't spill it. And finally, you put in the cranberries. And then the cranberries are going to taste delicious once they're cooked. Do you think you can do that? You stir that up, you put it on the pans, and then you put it in the oven at 350 for 35 minutes. Can you do that?" Strongbones said, "Okay." But you know what? Strongbones wasn't really listening to his mother. Strongbones was saying, "I want to be playing video games. I was almost capturing Glabilda, and I couldn't get it because I had to come downstairs." So his mother left. Strongbones was not very happy about having to make oatmeal cookies for his Uncle Gnarly, though he did like Uncle Gnarly's Bud and Dud stories. So he got together. He got out some pots. He got out some bowls. He got out the flour. He said, "Okay, 2 cups of flour." So he got out the measuring cup, and he measured out 2 cups of flour. He wasn't very careful. He measured out a little more than 2 cups of flour, and he wasn't very careful. He made sort of a mess and spilled some all over the place, but he got it in the bowl. He said, "Sugar. Now, okay, how much sugar do I want?" And he went to the cabinet to pull out sugar. Well, there was sugar, and there was salt. And his mother had them very carefully labeled because she's a very organized woman. And he looked at the sugar, and he looked at the salt, and they both started with S. And he forgot, S, I know it started with S. What was it I wanted? I don't know. I'll just use them both. So he pulled down the sugar, and he pulled down the salt. And he put in 1/4 cup of sugar and 1/4 cup of salt. He said, "There, if it's one or the other, it'll both work." Okay, so what next? He read baking powder. So he went back, he went to the cupboard again. And there they were labeled, baking powder, baking soda. Baking powder, Strongbones. Oh no, started with a B. I know they did. They both started with a B. But oh my goodness, what'll I do? Well, maybe I'll try both. So we took both. Well, baking soda won't work unless you have buttermilk or yogurt. And baking powder will work, but if you put too much in, they'll blow up the cookies so they look like balloons. Well, do you think Strongbones really paid attention to the fact when he pulled out the tablespoon instead of the teaspoon? 2 teaspoons. Oh, this'll work. And he put in 2 teaspoons of baking powder. And then he put in 2 teaspoons of baking soda just for good luck. And he put them both back up. He said, "Okay, now water. 2 cups of water." and he got two cups of water into his cup, and he poured it in. He was not very good. He didn't quite pour in two cups of water. He poured in a little more, and a lot of it went all over the table and the counter. Okay, got to mix this up. Now, what next? Oh, a little oil. He looked around for some oil. There was sesame oil. There was corn oil. There was olive oil. There was all sorts of oil. Well, Strongbones didn't quite know which one he wanted. So he said, well, I don't really know what kind of oil I want. I guess I'll use this. And he grabbed some safflower oil. Well, that's not at all what his mother would use. His mother would use olive oil. But instead, he put in safflower oil. And did he measure carefully? I think you know what he did. He didn't. And he poured it all over the counter and made a mess, too. And then he poured it on the floor. And when he walked around the kitchen, he left little oil steps all around the kitchen. So the kitchen was full of little oil steps. Then he said, okay, now for the fruit. Cranberries. And he went to the cupboard, and there were the fruits. Well, his mother had C for chocolate, and she had C for cran raisins, and she had C for capsicum, or chili peppers. And she had C, and he looked at all the C's, and he said, oh, no, which C? Well, I like chocolates. I'll take some chocolates. And what's this? Cran raisins. I'll take the cran raisins. And what? Chili? So I'll take the chilies, too. And he went, and did he measure? He put in his hand, and he threw in a bunch of chocolates, and he ate a bunch of chocolates. And then he threw in some more chocolates. He said, oh, this will make these cookies taste really good. And then he threw in some cran raisins. And then he threw in some chili peppers. Well, you know what? He made a big mistake because he forgot the oatmeal. At any rate, he mixed it all up. Ooh, he had a good time. And you know what? He could have done it by hand, but he decided to use his mother's mix master. So he took out the mix master, and he put everything in the bowl, slopped it all in the bowl in the mix master. And do you think he was careful? He mixed it in, he turned it on, and he turned it on as fast as it would go. All the stuff splattered all over the place. He shut it down. He said, well, that's about as mix as you can get. Nobody could ask for a better mix than that. Well, he was humming because he was having a good time by this time. But. What had been a really clean, wonderful kitchen was turned into a disaster zone. So he turned on the oven. He just hit the buttons. 333. Well, that did it, but it wasn't quite up to the amount of temperature it needed at 350. And he took the spoon, he took out his cookies, which looked kind of gloppy to him. There was something missing. He couldn't figure out what was missing. Of course, it was the oatmeal. And he took the cookies and he put them on the cookie sheet. Blop, 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 blop. Well, you know what? He didn't bother to oil the cookie sheet. Didn't put anything down to make it slippery. So the cookies were stuck. And he put them in the oven. And he went away to play video games. Oh, he loved his video games. And he put the alarm on very carefully. 35 minutes. You remembered that? Uh-huh. And he went upstairs to play. And do you think he looked at the recipe once when he was making the cookies? Think again. I think there was a bowl of all the sorts of ifs and ands sitting on the recipe. He couldn't have found it anyway. So he played his video games. Down in the kitchen, the alarm on the stove went ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. Coupons was playing video games. He was playing Glub the King. He wasn't listening. So time went by. Half an hour, hour and a half. His mother came home. Ding, 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 ding. His mother said, my goodness, what's that dinging? She pulled over the oven and she could smell something had cooked. And she looked inside and there were all these, well, cookies. They looked like cookies. They were a little dark, but maybe he'd use molasses instead of sugar. So he pulled them out. She said, my, oh my, these cookies look interesting. And she put them on the rack to cool. And she called up to Strongbones and said, Strongbones, what are you doing? Strongbones took his video game and he shut it off and put it under his pillow on his bed. And he said, oh, Mama, I'm just up here reading. His mother wasn't fooled. But she thought, well, he made cookies anyway. That's a good thing. Well, come on downstairs, he said, and have some breakfast. Or lunch. I guess it was lunch. Or maybe it was even after lunch. It was tea. Anyway, Strong Bones came down, and then she did the only thing that mothers can do. She kicked him outdoors and said, "Don't come back till the streetlights come on." So he was out playing till the streetlights came on. Then he came home, and it was time for dinner. And his Uncle Gnarly was there, and his Aunt Feather was there, and he was in the best time. And Uncle Gnarly was telling Nud and Bud stories, and his mother said, "Let's have dinner." And they had a wonderful dinner. They had salmon, they had Swiss chard, they had rice, they had potatoes, they had green beans. It was wonderful. And then his mother said, "And Uncle Gnarly, I have a present for you, a surprise." Uncle Gnarly said, "What?" "I have cookies that Strong Bones made." And she pulled out the cookies that Strong Bones made. Now, I suppose you could call them cookies. They looked more like big, large lumps of coal that had kind of drooped all on top of each other and had just sort of merged together, and she had to break them off. And she said, "Well, Uncle Gnarly, you know, Strong Bones is just learning to cook, but this is for you." And she put it in a bowl, and she put a big, huge sweep of vanilla ice cream in the bowl and said, "Here." So Uncle Gnarly said, "Sure, I love it." He took a bite of ice cream, the best ice cream ever, right out of Mr. Tuddy's store. And then he took a bite of cookie and he tried to chew it. It was very chewy. It tasted chocolatey, it tasted hot, it tasted kind of sweet and salt at the same time, and it tasted like a big puff of muffin that had gotten out of control and had been terribly, and all of a sudden the chili pepper broke through and his house burned, his mouth turned to fire. Uncle Gnarly couldn't believe it. He grabbed a cup of water and he drank that down as fast as he could. Well, Strongbone's father, Longbone, said, "Gnarly, what's wrong? You look like you've eaten something that hasn't appreciated with you. Let me try." And he took a cookie, and he took a bite. He chewed it. It was kind of interesting. It was, and then the chili pepper kicked in. And he was reaching for his beer, trying to drink it as fast as he could, because his mouth was on fire. And Strongbone's mother said, "Now, I don't understand this, man. You are just having a baby time. You must be kids. Cookies can't be that bad." And she took a bite of Strongbone's cookie. And not only had she nibbled a little bite, she took a big bite because she was going to show her son could make cookies. And he sure could make cookies. He made cookies that tasted like your mouth was on fire. Ah! And she ran to the sink and poured some lemonade into a glass and drank that as fast as she could. Strongbones looked around and said, "I just made cookies." All three looked at him. "Tell us what you put in them." Strongbones said, "Well, just a little bit of this, a little bit of that." So his mother said, "Oh, well, when I came into the kitchen, it was pretty much a mess. And there were lots of things around, baking soda, baking powder. And what's this with the chili peppers? How did they get out? And what about the chocolate? I had a whole bucket, a whole thing of chocolate, and half of it's gone." And she looked at Strong Bones. You know when your mother gives you that look. There is a sort of a look. And she gave it to Strong Bones right then. Strong Bones said, well, Cute Bones came up and she said, "I watched him. He made a mess. Ha, 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 ha." Of course, she was really young. She was like Lauren's age, so she really couldn't talk. But that's what she should have said. If she had been there, she would have said that. Strong Bones said, well, I had the recipe, but I put a bowl on it and I couldn't find it. So I tried to do the best I can to remember what was in the recipe. His mother looked at the cookie and said, "There isn't any oatmeal in here. These are terrible. These are rotten. I don't even know if I want to put these in the compost. They'll kill the squirrels that try to eat them." Strongbones hung his head. I'm sorry. I just wanted to play video games." His mother said, "Well, that's it. No more video games for you for a week, young man. You learned to read directions when I ask you to do something. After all, it was only for your Uncle Gnarly." Uncle Gnarly tried to make a joke about it, but his mouth was so burning he couldn't talk, so that's all he could say. So Strong Bones felt really bad, and he went to bed that night. He didn't even get any ice cream. But he learned two things. He learned two very important things. The first thing was always read the recipe. And the second thing was always do what your mother tells you. And that's the end of the story of Strong Bones and the cookies. So good night. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite.